I come from the net, through systems, peoples, and cities, to this place, Mainframe. My format, Guardian, to mend and defend. To defend my newfound friends, their hopes and dreams. To defend them from their enemies. They say the user lives outside the net and inputs games for pleasure. No one knows for sure, but I intend to find out. Reboot!
Hey everyone, this is Toon Kid, and you're listening to me, because I fucking rule, bitches. Okay, let's start it up.
I'm a chicken hawk, and I'm out to get my place chicken, and you're it!
So what's up, everyone? Long time no see. I guess you haven't heard from me in a while, because like I said, I was going to lose service for about 3 or 4 days from Podomatic for not actually paying for a subscription. But it turns out, which kicks ass, is that Podomatic actually upgraded all the free accounts to where instead of having, what is it, like 7.5 gigs of bandwidth, they now give everybody 25. So that actually kicks ass for me, because that gives me more bandwidth, which I don't think I'll ever get to. But I still wish I knew exactly how many people subscribe to this thing. Because the way they work their stats, it's all bars and numbers, and it really makes no sense. And you really don't actually get to know how many people are listening to your show. So, yeah, that's that, dude.
I'm not a cat, I'm a film critic!
So, what's going on with me? Well, some of you out there know that I just got back from D.C. I was there for 2 days. And let me tell you, that place is a bitch to navigate, like, driving-wise. Like, it's absolutely the worst designed city ever. Like, what was it? When we were entering the city, we were looking for C Street. Okay, so you think A, B, C, D, E, F, it would go like that, but no, it goes, I don't know, we entered, we found D, so we're like, okay, this should take us to where we can find C, like, we just take a turn, it'd be fine, but we're just driving down D for a while, all of a sudden, it turns into Main, and then M, without anything happening, it just jumped straight to M, and then we're like, what the fuck do we do, where are we, god damn it, this sucks. So it took us another 30 minutes to find out where the hell we were, and then actually drive from AM up to C in Pennsylvania to get our hotel. But, like, it is truly a pain in the ass. Jackie, you got it right, man. I'm never driving in that city again, dude. Fucking sucks. It looks like they took what are those called? Not pickup sticks. Looks like they took a bunch of pickup sticks, broke them, and threw them on the ground, be like, that's how it's gonna look. Fucking hell. Some people actually need to get around, not just people who grow up here. See, New York, grid system. Up, down, left, right. Can't get lost. If you go up, you can just turn around and come back. Or you go up and over, you can just follow the way you... It's boxes. It's easy, it's simple, and it goes by numbers from 1 to whatever bajillion million thingamajigger. But DC has states and the alphabet and numbers that don't follow a certain direction and don't follow any sort of order, so you have no idea where the fuck to go. It goes like 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 8, 12, 21, C, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire. That makes no goddamn sense whatsoever. New York, all the streets, everything that's like 1st Street, 2nd Street, is going from south to north, from downtown to uptown. All the avenues, 1st, 2nd, 3rd Ave, is going east to west. You can find your way so easily, and it just makes sense when you look at a map. You're like, oh, 90th and 31st, right there. And you can find it. You can get there by looking at numbers. Otherwise, you would be lost all the time.
Oh my god, space aliens, don't eat me! I have a wife and kids, eat them!
Okay, next thing. Something that's been coming up a lot from, like, everyone is Macs versus PCs, blah 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 blah, Macs are better, ha ha ha. And, like, okay, whatever. Dude, you pick what you want and that's cool. But what you need to realize is a PC is for someone who can figure stuff out and actually think and use a computer. What a Mac is built for is for computer illiterate fucktards. All you out there who have Macs and are love it and can't stand PCs, that's exactly what you are. You are computer illiterate. You suck. But, like, I don't know. See, the thing is, like, Apple is mainly software company, and that's what they're trying to get everybody to sell, but they, everybody to buy, but they don't want to open it up and let anybody use their stuff. They just want, they want you to be a Mac user, Mac buyer, and just have to only use Mac products, and that's all you can do. So they try to trap you, but it doesn't work too well because of PCs and because of stuff like Linux and other stuff out there that anyone can fucking do stuff on PCs. You can do more things on a PC than on a Mac. And, like, Mac lovers. Damn it, why couldn't I think of that? Fuck, I was up too late last night. I was up till 3 a.m. talking on Instant Messenger to, Simon out there. One of the listeners who also is on Experimental Life Podcast. Check it out, it's pretty good. But, where was I? Yeah, it's all made for Mac lovers. Like, that they're all like, oh, PCs suck, PCs crash, PCs get viruses. And yeah, it's gonna happen if you watch porn all the time. Because that's where most of viruses get. Fucking come from. You can put stuff in place so you don't get that. But a Mac, like, they crash too. They have problems too. Especially with this first gen Intel processors or whatever that they just started. Like, they're gonna have a lot of problems for a couple years. And especially now with boot camp, because people are gonna start making viruses that can go on PCs and then go to Macs. So that if you're using the Windows software on the Mac, that you're gonna get fucked when you turn on your Mac, because the virus is still gonna be there to switch over. I don't know, dude. PCs rule, but that's because I am a techie. Not a hardcore techie, but I am a techie. And I do know my shit. So fuck off.
I'm not sure, but this might be a chicken.
So I'm trying out this new mic for this show. It's not mine. I don't know how much it costs. I don't know where to fucking find it. It's called Blue Microphones. And it's called the Snowball. It's this little white ball with like a red light and like a really small tripod. It's like maybe 7 or 8 inches high with this huge ass puff blocker thingy. And it's kind of weird to talk into because I'm used to the headset because that's what I've been using. So please email me, leave me a voicemail, tell me if this sounds better because I just may get this. Because it's something I can figure out and use. It's actually not that hard. It's plug and play. That works for me.
It's fucking all nothing!
Surprise your friends, amaze your family, annoy perfect strangers!
It's absolutely nothing.
Free for only 99!
Okay, while I was in DC, I went to a bunch of fucking museums. Like, you have to, because that's all there is in fucking DC. But I went to this Air and Space Museum, and they had a planetarium, so like, oh, sweet, this kicks ass. So I can do whatever, like, think about stuff and, like, learn some stuff, because I'm a geek. Hence why I do a podcast. But watching this, I was like, dude, you're wrong. Like, I was proving it wrong just by actually, like, watching it and, like, thinking about it, and there's missing so much stuff. Like, not even stuff that's, like, hardcore scientist kind of thing. It's, like, stuff you learn in, like, ninth grade science. And then at the end, it showed, like, the credits and whatever. It was from 1999. We have learned so much stuff, and they haven't updated a goddamn planetarium in the fucking capital. So, now they're just, like, fucking with people? Well, the government always fucks with people. What the hell am I talking about? I don't know. That just pissed me off. Plus, I was tired as shit. That was the second day we were there. We had been walking the whole time. I had allergies. And, oh, speaking of which, my allergies were getting better. And then we went down there, and I was like, fuck, because I forgot my pill. Allegra or whatever. And we got down there, and it was just after the Cherry Blossom Festival or whatever the hell it's called. And so all the pollen was everywhere, and I'm just dying. I'm sneezing. I'm like, ugh. And my eyes itch like crazy. It's still, even. But we were down there, and apparently, for some reason, we decided to go into the botanical gardens, whatever, which was a great fucking idea. I mean, I'm just, like, my eyes are getting shut, like, I can't breathe, I'm dying, and I'm just like, oh, fucking kill me. But hey, what can you do? You make a stupid choice, you gotta live with it, deal with the consequences. Yo, Asian girls kick ass. No, really? Like, what happened was, I was at this hotel, and I was trying to find internet to check my email and do whatever, fuck around, and they only had it in the hotel lobbies, because it was like 3 or 4 buildings all lined up, and so you could only go in the lobby for free to get internet. So I went in the lobby at like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I was just online on this little laptop that's like 7 years old, so it's slow as shit. I'm surprised it still works. And all of a sudden, I noticed there's only teenagers everywhere. People about my age, all throughout the lobby, just sitting around on the laptops and just typing away. The TV's on. Somebody turned on Friends, because there's a TV in the lobby. Somebody turned on Friends, so that was cool. And then right after Friends, Family Guy came on. And this girl was like, oh, I want Friends again. I'm like, whatever, dude. Family Guy kicks ass. And this other girl was like, I like Family Guy. And she was Asian, and which caught my eye in the beginning, because, I don't know, I just have a thing for Asian girls, because they're, I don't know, they're fun. They're funner than white girls, because they're too reserved. Pisses me off. Asians could have fun, especially Japanese. It's just kind of weird, because Japanese are always seen as psycho. Well, that's probably why they can have fun. But whatever. Fuck, where was I? Oh yeah, and I was just like, oh yeah, whatever. Like, I love Family Guy too. When you started talking and just like hitting on her, whatever. And it turns out she lives like 15 minutes away from me in Queens. And that's kind of cool. But then also it turns out I'm going to school with her cousin. And she's in my grade and like in a class of mine. And that freaked the shit out of me. I was like, dude, that's fucking awesome. Except if I ever, like, if I had gotten to do anything, then, like, and then just turn around and been like a bitch, or accidentally been a bitch, because that's what happens with girls, that then I would get fucked over in my school, so I kind of just decided not to try anything and just chill out with her, because that's just cooler sometimes. And safer, really, because then you don't have to worry about getting hurt or looking like a douche, looking like a dickhead. I don't know, man.
Now, don't you give me any trouble, chicken.
Okay, so lately I've been listening to a lot of podcasts like Wicked Pissa Podcast, Twinkie Beyond, and like a lot of people are talking about, Weeping Willow Podcast too. All of them are talking about WoW or World of Warcraft, and it sounds pretty cool. And only problem is for me, I'm somebody who has a very, very short attention span for games. Like, yeah, I can play for like 2 days straight, nonstop, basically eating and going to the bathroom is all I do, other than playing the game. I could do that, but the problem is after like a week or so, or maybe 2 weeks, I lose interest. And, like, I want to try the game out, but the only problem is, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to lose interest and be caught into the monthly fee and be paying, because I'll fucking forget, because I do that. And, oh, fucking hell. Doorbell. Hold on. Yeah, so, back to World of Warcraft. It sounds fun. It sounds amazing. But the thing is, I don't play games for more than, like, a week. Because, like, when I first get it, I'll play it. I'll be like, this is awesome. Like, what happened with my DS when I first got Mario 64 DS. I played it all the time, trying to get all the stars I could. Although, I never actually got all the stars in the original Mario 64. So, with 30 more, I was totally fucked. But, also with Mario Kart, as soon as I got it, I was racing. I kicked ass, and then because I got that later, that Metroid came out, and I got that and just totally forgot about both of those, and I just played Metroid all the time for a good week solid. Like, as soon as I would wake up, I'd play a game, play around, I'd go get ready for school, go to school, sit on the couch waiting for school to start playing. Because they didn't have wireless internet, so I'm playing as much as I can, and, like, it was hard, but I was like, this is so much fun. Everybody was like, what are you doing? Like, I have to get better and better so I can beat people later on. Like, okay, that's cool, whatever. And then after that week, I just stopped playing it, and now I play my DS once every so often. I used to have to charge it every night. Now I charge it every 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe, because I just stopped being so interested in it. But I don't know, I really don't know what I'm gonna do with my game system now, because I want to get a bunch of new games, but I have no money. Like, I want to get this what's it called, why is there a... Ew. I just squashed a bug. That's fucking disgusting. The fuck was that? That was like a beetle or some shit. Ew. Yeah, with this mic, you can now hear everything. You can hear me scrolling my mouse and all that shit. Before I could get away with it, and no one would know. Fuck. Oh, Brain Age. God damn, that was a bitch. Yeah, I want to get, like, Brain Age, I want to get, like I said, World of Warcraft, but I'll be screwed with money on that one. There's a lot of games I want to get, I just can't think of them right now. There's even one I wanted to get for a long time, called, Oda Guy, I think, on the Xbox, like a ninja or something. That kicks ass, because I have the demo, I love playing it, I love playing the demo, I can beat it so fast, it's so much fun. But once I will get the game, I'm gonna lose interest after the first few levels or whatever. So Yeah. Shit kind of sucks there, but we'll see what happens.
Touch that dial! You're attuned to the commercial channel! All commercials, all the time!
An eternity of useless products to rot your skeevy little mind forever.
So, last night I was talking with, fucking Simon from Wondercast, like I said earlier, and he gave me this site called www.myheritage.com, which is honestly a fun site to go to. It sounds like shit, but it is. Because what you can do is you can take a picture of yourself, and you scan, you take a picture, you put it on your computer, and upload it onto the site, and they scan it and find a celebrity with the same facial features. And apparently, for my first picture, I looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Pierce Brosnan, and Tom Green. Okay, those are very similar. And then my second one I did, which was one from when I was in the Crucible, I had my beard whitened, I had my wig on, which shouldn't change facial features. And the only two I remember from when I did that picture was Yasser Arafat and Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City. Okay. Like, that makes sense. Like, what the hell? Funny, it's funny because Simon was doing it and he's, well, an Asian, of course. But, and he was getting people like Boa, Lucy Liu, what was her name? Zhang Zi? I don't know how to pronounce it. But I was laughing because I'm like, well, yeah, every Asian looks the same. Of course, everyone knows that. But he's like, at least give me a guy. I'm like, hey, at least you got the hot ones. That means something for you. Or dude, all the guys are going to be after you. Because apparently you look like Boa and Lucy Liu. So, yeah. Apparently you're a hot guy. Or a chick. Something you need to admit, man? You got to tell the world something? You a chick? Yeah? Yeah? I don't know, dude. I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about right now. But, I hate when my brain just goes and I lose track of whatever the hell I was talking about. It just goes down the crapper. I honestly was about to say something and it's gone. I have no idea what the hell I was gonna say. So, yeah, I'll be back.
I can't take it anymore!
Okay, here's something that fucking sucks, major ass. That my, my fucking iPod, that piece of shit broke. And in the weirdest way possible. Not only is the battery dying, because that happens to all iPods after you've had them for a while. Like, they obviously are dying. Because they've just been there for a while, and you keep charging them, that makes the battery dead. Okay, so that's decent. I can deal with that. But the way my iPod is dead is that, like, you turn it on, it takes forever, and then you try and play a song, and it freezes on you. And so you have to restart it, and then it gets a cycle of restarting, and it shows that fucking piece of shit, little folder with an exclamation point that pisses me off, and it just keeps doing that for about 10 minutes, and then it finally loads properly, and then I turn it off. But, that's annoying as shit, and sucks major ass, but that doesn't piss me off as much as what happens next, because I figured out how to get my iPod to play music. But it could only play one song. I can only play one specific song, and I could only play one specific song only on a certain playlist, and that's it. And the song I could play was Static X, Push It. Now, if you've ever listened to that song, I'll try and put a clip in right about here.
You're watching Fox. Give us 10 minutes, we'll give you an ass.
Oh wait, I'm a fucking retard. I can't convert M4A files. But it's very heavy metal, yelling, screaming shit, which is great when you're pissed off as hell, or you want to get pissed off as hell, or pumped up, or whatever. But if you're playing it on loop, because that's the only way you can keep your iPod to play, it gets really fucking annoying, and really fucking annoying, and you just want to throw your iPod out the window of the car while you're going 80. And for me to actually like say that means a lot, because my iPod is my life. Like, more than just the podcast, like I said earlier, but my music, everything. My iPod is my life. I always have it on me. I'm always playing. I'm always listening to it. I'm always doing something with it. It's always, always on. I have to charge it every day. Even when I got it, I had to charge it every day. Because I have over 40 gigs of stuff on my computer. And, like, that sucks to lose something like that. That's like losing your best friend. And I'm just lost without it. I don't know what to do. So my stepmom gave me her shuffle. A half a gig shuffle. Half a gig, 40 gigs. Which one would you want? Like, half a gig's okay, but that's basically half a playlist for me. Half a playlist I can put on there. That sucks. I can never not deal with it. Because it doesn't have a long enough life. It has 6 hours, which isn't enough. I need at least 12. And, god damn it. And I took the iPod to the Apple store. And they're like, oh, this is majorly broken, but it passed all the drive tests. Of course it's going to be a bitch like that. But, like, he was like, whoa, this is majorly wrong. And so he tells me how much it's going to be to get a refurbished iPod. Now, see, the thing is, my iPod was third gen, where it's before the click wheel. Before the click wheel. It's the one where it has the buttons up top where you can just kind of just tap it and it works. And everything's just touch sensitive. And, like, he told me how much it was going to be. And if you think it's, like, $100, like, I would have been cool with that. He told me $250 to get a refurbished piece of shit. For $50, I can get a new one with more memory and video. I don't want to fucking pay that much. I don't fucking care enough. Like, fucking stop ripping people off. Just be fair, and like, it's a piece of shit, sell it for shit, dude. Like, sell it for, like, 60 or 70, dude. I would honestly have paid 100. That would have been my highest. Like, that would have hurt bad. But I would have paid 100 to do it. And I would have dealt with the pain. But I could have done it. 250 is something that's just completely out of the question. Absolutely, positively, the worst thing ever. And, yeah, I'm tired of repeating myself, so whatever.
You're watching Fox. Shame on you.
Okay, wow. I think I'm addicted to podcasts, because I just counted how many podcasts I have or I listen to, which is really when I get a podcast, I say committed to it and download it. I download every episode, but I also try and listen. I always make up for what I missed and stay current and stay listening. And right now I have almost 50 podcasts I'm listening to currently. And that's a bitch. Wow. My podcasts take up 22 gigs on my computer. 22 fucking gigs, dude. Does that sound like an addict to you? I have over 1,200 different episodes, cover 17 days of just listening to podcasts, just straight, just playing them through. Shit. And I've listened to every goddamn episode. That's how sad my life is. Damn, I need a girlfriend. Because that just sucks. I don't know, dude. Fucking hell. Fucking hell, fucking hell. What the hell should I say? Dude, I'm tired of shit, dude. And walking a dog. Okay. Sorry. Random shit. I'm trying to just think of stuff to say. But what I do right now, what I'm doing right now for a few bucks, because I'm trying to get a new mic, and there's this old lady down the street who her son drops his dog off, because he's like married and whatever, and whenever he goes on vacation, and he drops his dog off at her place, and so she gets me to walk it for half an hour for 10 bucks. Yeah, that's sweet money. But it's a bitch sometimes, because that dog... just, we're walking, we're doing good, all of a sudden she just lays down, just fucking lays down. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck up. And so many times I've wanted to kick the shit out of the dog, because it's just laying there right by my feet, and I'm just like, that could be fun. But because I'm not a complete asshole, I don't do that, because animals kick ass, most of them. Spiders scare the shit out of me. So do grasshoppers. Personally, I think spiders got screwed in the whole looks department, because they are the ugliest shits ever. Like, they are absolutely, positively ugly. And who needs 8 legs? Come on. Fucking hell. Yeah, I think that's about it for now. Getting kind of tired and obviously running out of things to say, because this really talks about absolutely nothing. So, yeah, a couple quick shout-outs and complaints. Coleman Bill, don't ever Skype me while you're playing World of Warcraft, because it's not fun if I'm not watching the show. Not at all. I'm not watching the show, not playing the game, I mean, come on. Get me on something else. Get me on Metroid. Get me on Mario Kart. Get me on something I can actually play, or a video you can actually show me, or something you can actually want to talk about. Cause I don't care enough to listen to y'all talk about the game while I'm sitting there being like, God, I wish I could play the game right now. It really doesn't help. And don't spread your addiction. I mean, come on. You're already addicted enough. You don't need to get more people just to be your addiction. I'm addicted to World of Warcraft. I gotta get my WoW in today. My fucking WoW. Because I'm a mage and I'm level 15. I gotta get to level 20 so I can finally teleport. Oh my god.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Bill from Weeping Willow Podcast. Awesome. Check him out. Bill and Renee. Colm from the Culmination, but he hasn't actually put any shows out in a while. Probably like 2 weeks, damn. His last show he put out the 5th. Yeah, 2 weeks. Over 2 weeks, dude. And you've been on 2 other podcasts. Dude. Lower your ego. Like, that's actually a some people have been talking off the NWP forums, and you're the one who's on every show. Like, it's not bad. Like, you're a cool guy, whatever. But sometimes you just it's an overwhelming Nation of the culmination, yeah. Nah, dude, whatever. I'm probably gonna edit that out. Probably not, too lazy. Fuck. Shit. Piss. Oh yeah, explicit, I swear. That's a little late. But, Robbie from J-Pop Blast, I actually liked the show you just put up. Like, granted, it's been like over a month, but it actually sounded really good. You probably just did it in like 20 minutes, or an hour, or whatever. Whatever the fuck it was. But it actually was really, really good. I really liked it. Jackie, sweet show from Twinkie Beyond. Check him out. He got me here. Got me to where I am today. Without him, I'd still be... being a loser. Oh, wait, I still am, because I'm podcasting. Yeah, this sucks. Fuck. Damn, this is a long show. I'm really dragging you out here, aren't I? So, I'm just gonna fucking end it here. Probably edit this and have this up soon, hopefully. Yeah. ToonKidTalks@gmail.com. I said fuck Skype. It said fuck me back. So I'm on Gizmo Project now. ToonKid, obviously. Fuck, what else? Oh, leave me a voicemail. Tell me what you think. Bitch about me bitching. At 206-666-2845. And, yeah, that's about it. Peace out, you fuckers!
Your skirt is up, and my trousers are down, 'cause tonight is the night that sweet love comes to town, but there are just no condoms around, so we will have to improvise. I've got this handy length of string and the glad wrap that my chicken sandwich came in. We'll make our own sweet contraception. Yeah, we'll have to improvise. Don't need no fancy spermicidal gel. The hairstyling kind should do as well. Using bark and the nuts from off this tree, I have made you a wooden IUD. I've cut the fingers off these rubber gloves. That's at least 10 more times we could be making love. The bottom line is when push comes to shove, we can use this spam as a vaginal dam. Yeah, we'll have to.